First case, please.
Case number 10,333, Custom Framers, west of Route 1, east of Dodd Avenue, within Seabreeze Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Up here first. State your name, place of residence, please.
Wayne Payton, 17 Park Street, Toronto, Georgia, Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
What's your last name?
Payton.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. As I said, ladies and gentlemen, my name is William Payton. I'm in our Custom Framers. We built the house, the addition for Mrs. Barbady on Dodd Avenue. And we're asking for a variance for the front of the house, which faces Dodd Avenue. The house, I assume everybody has a survey. The house is where it faces Dodd Avenue. All the other houses on that whole street are all side on Dodd Avenue, which in the restrictions, the covenants for Seabreeze, that street is all 20 foot. She would be the only person that actually faces Dodd Avenue. All the other houses are side on Dodd Avenue, so they're all at a 20 foot setback. Her house also, as you can see by the survey, is sort of sits kitty corner on the lot. So the actual setback, the variance that we're looking for, is really for just the corners, the front four corners on the lot. It's not for the whole front of the house. I went and took some measurements of the other houses on the street, and all of them pretty much are in the, I think, you know, without doing an actual medium and having them surveyed, all the other houses are in the 20-foot range off of Dodd Avenue. Some of them I measured as probably possibly being a little bit closer, but not being a surveyor, I'm really not sure what the measurements are. Do you have any questions?
Who obtained the permit?
I did. Custom Framers.
And the permit stated what the setbacks were?
Yes.
So how did it happen?
Excuse me?
How did it happen that you didn't build in the setbacks?
As I said, the covenants for the development, which were accepted by the county in 2005, state that all the houses sitting bordering Dodd Avenue are a 20-foot setback.
So how did you not build in that requirement?
Well, we had a survey done in, where Mrs. Barbady had a survey done in 1986 by Mann Associates, that if you have the survey in front of you, has the point of the house that's at 19.2. His survey had that at 22.8. So when the architect placed the house on the lot, he used that point plus the 32.1, which is the back corner of what was the original house, to place the new addition on the lot. And unfortunately, from what Wingate and Eschenbach has done since, the Mann Associates survey was probably wrong. Would you like to see these? The surveys by now?
I'll pass them down, please, to the secretary.
And then here's four copies of what the architect did using the
Is the darker portion on this photo, those were the old original sections?
That would be the original, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which you'd see on the Mann Associates survey. Now, on your survey, the most recent one, the Wingate-Eschenbach survey, the corner that fronts at the 18.2 feet, as well as the back part of the house, the 30 foot, those two were additions that were actually put on the house about 4 or 5 years ago, which were surveyed and a certificate of occupancy acquired for those two pieces. The one at 18.2 feet is a shed that she had attached to the house, and the one that's 16.9 by 12 foot, which is 30 foot off of the back side, is her laundry room. And they were just, like I say, were just put on the house for about 4 or 5 years ago, which she received a certificate of occupancy for at that time.
Was there a variance granted for the original structure?
Not that I know of, but there is a CO issued for an addition in 2003. And it was taken out, and a CO was issued in 06.
Okay, are there any, excuse me, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
Have we granted other variances in that development?
Yes.
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm. If I remember right, we've granted many.
Mm-hmm, many.
Okay. Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Wharton?
This picture, is that front?
That is the front.
Dodge Avenue?
That is Dodge Avenue that I was standing on when I took the picture, yes.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Two? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10333. No opposition. It's the minimum that will advise that relief, and I don't think it alters central character of the neighborhood, and many variances have been granted in that development in the past.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,333. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.